Well, Nick, tell us a little bit about your involvement today. I know it's been a busy time, NCAA's, U.S. Open coming up, but you still found time to get out here and be a part of the Illinois Junior Golf Association today.
Yeah, it's really special to be able to come back out here and help out little kids. I think this is a great thing that they do, and these kids have big dreams just like I did when I was their age, and it's cool to be able to help them out and see how much they love the game. It's really cool.
I know you were probably trying to get a practice round in for Chambers Bay, so you came out here to take full effect of the golf course here.
Yeah, I grew up on a par three course, so I love par three courses, and I've actually never been out here before, but it was pretty fun, and that's what's fun about the game, you know, playing out here, you know, not really caring about your score, just having fun.
How much did Illinois Junior Golf help you developing coming up as a golfer?
Well, it kick-started my career really as a golfer. I loved the game when I was a kid, and then I started playing in tournaments in the IJGA and kind of really found my love for competition, and you know, I found my love for winning in the IJGA, so really just kick-started my career.
When we see the list of events they have out, obviously there's a whole parade list all summer long. Did you go out and win some of those tournaments when you were playing in them?
Yeah, I think I did back then, but I remember those tournaments. It kind of felt like I had the same feel today. You know, it's kind of fun being back here at kind of a similar field tournament, you know. So I hope to do this again in the future. It was really fun.
Was there a moment during Illinois Junior Golf where you really started to realize that you could excel a bit at this game?
I just played for the love of the game, really. I played because I love to compete and I love the game. So I really never thought about the future. I never thought about going forward. I just kind of kept playing and kept enjoying the game for what it was. And I kind of kept growing and kind of played more tournaments outside the IJGA and started to fall in love with better competition. And that's how I kind of got to here.
I'm sure when you look at the kids out there right now, you can almost look back and see yourself at that age. What advice do you give these kids now?
You know, just the basics stuff about, you know, reading putts, keeping your composure. I just give them tips if I see anything with their game, telling them that, you know, it's always good to take the bigger club, because when I was their age, I'd love to kind of kill wedge shots and hit big 8-irons as far as I could. So I tried to tell them the right stuff, because, you know, I still see that kind of stuff in my game today. So it kind of started back when I was their age. So, you know, it's fun to tell them that and see them, you know, grow.
And Coach Small still lets you get away with that today, right?
No, I'm still spinning back wedge shots off the greens and stuff, so he doesn't like that at all. But, you know, I'm still starting to learn how to hit, you know, softer wedge shots. You know, that's something that we always work on still, and that's how I'm telling these kids today. In 5 years, they're going to be spinning back wedges too, so it's not good if you know, trying to hit hard shots.
Well, let's fast forward a little bit here. Obviously, you're just coming back from Florida and had a great run. Tell us about that experience of almost going all the way to the championship this year with Illinois. And you also got the fun, pressure-packed final match in the quarterfinals mm-hmm. that you had to pull out for your team to advance.
Yeah, it was a really cool experience. I mean, from the start, I knew we had a really good chance to win it. And that was our goal the whole year, to win it, but it's tough to come up short. But it was fun to be in that position, and I'm glad my coaches put me in that position, because I felt like I was ready for it, and it was a really cool experience. I'm going to learn a lot from it. Mm-hmm.
Those of us up here in the media, we get to see Mike Small a lot when he comes up and he plays in the Illinois Open and the mm-hmm. Illinois PGA. We don't always get to see him do his day job of coaching. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about what it's like to play for him and your thoughts on him also being named the Dave Williams Coach of the Year mm-hmm. award winner.
I'm not surprised that he was named the Coach of the Year, because he's one hell of a coach. I love playing for him. I mean, he in his day-to-day job, he really keeps it fun and interesting in our practices, but also really competitive, and that's what helps us prepare for tournaments and bigger events. And really, he is just he just loves, you know, coaching, and he loves playing the game, which I really see it every day when I play with him. He just loves the game, and that's something that I really admire about Coach. It's not just that he loves winning and loves, you know, competing for national championships. He loves the game. I'm actually more surprised that this was his first time winning that award than him winning it. So, I mean, I'm really proud of him, and he definitely deserves it.
Was he one of the main reasons that you went to Illinois? I'm sure Illinois was not the only scholarship offer you had.
Yeah, he was definitely the main reason why I went there. You know, I visited him twice, and the first time I really liked it, and the second time I came back, I just loved it. And I knew the second time I visited, I was set on it because of Coach and just how much he loved the game and how much he knew about the game and all his knowledge and experience in golf. And he's played in 3 U.S. Opens and many PGA Championships. And just, you know, I can go back to him for advice about the U.S. Open and talk to him about how to prepare, how, you know, any questions that I have about it. And that's pretty cool because not many coaches, college coaches, have played in the U.S. Open and have been that far. So it's pretty cool.
Tell us about your facility. It just expanded outdoor. And how much of a factor is that going to have on the program going forward?
Yeah, it's really exciting. We're all really excited about it. We just keep bothering Mike, our superintendent, out there. And we're just like, man, when is it going to be ready? When is it going to be ready? And it's actually ready now. But, you know, it got pretty much done right when we left school. So, but when we get back down there, it's going to be really exciting because it's going to change up our whole practice and make things interesting and different because we can just go out there and hit any type of shot we want. And it's going to be we're going to have all the shots. We can practice every single shot that we can think of. And any shot that Coach thinks we have struggling with, we can go out there and hit any shot and practice on it and just have fun games out there and make it competitive and just keep learning, and it's going to be big for us because we'll be able to, you know, it's another tool for our success.
Tell us about the next few years ahead. I know you're probably all disappointed to see Brian Campbell go, but obviously you got a lot of your team coming back. It's got to be exciting times for Illinois golf.
Yeah, Brian's going to be a big loss for our team because he was such a great leader, but you know, we got Charlie and Thomas coming back too, so that's going to be fun. And we got, you know, a couple good freshmen coming in, so it's going to make it very competitive, and we're going to have a very good team this year again, I think.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, you went out and qualified for the U.S. Open. Tell us the thoughts about having the chance to go to Chambers Bay this week.
It's really exciting. It's an honor to be able to play in the U.S. Open. You know, even at 19, I hope it's one of many, but it's going to be such a good experience. And, you know, I get to see up front and compete against the best players in the world. And it's not only a chance for me to try to beat them, but a chance for me to try to, you know, see what they do and see how they prepare and try to learn from them, you know. So I think it's just going to be a great experience.
What do you know about Chambers Bay?
Nothing. I have not even looked into the course. I don't really want to. I just kind of want to treat it like any other event. If I go to a course first, I'm just going to look at it, play the practice round. I'm going to obviously play many practice rounds, but just going to try to build myself up for first day throughout the tournament and I'm not going to try to tire myself out when I get there. You know, I just got to, you know, build myself up for the event, not down.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any expectations out there, any goals that you're setting in conjunction?
I never really put so much pressure on myself for expectations or goals, but my goal is going to be low am, but I mean, I'm going to try to go out there and win it just like any other event, but I mean, if I can play the weekend, that'd be special. So really, I'm not going to have any expectations. I'm just going to focus on that first tee shot and just go from there.
I know that you're going to play in the Western Amateur again this year, and some of us are going out to see the Palmer Cup this week. Your teammate Thomas Dietrich is actually going to play for the other guy's team here. You think he's going to be tough on your USA counterparts here?
Yeah, he will. He's a tough competitor, and I play against him in practice every day, and it's fun competing against him, and you know, it's fun competing him at his best, and be able to be on his team is really special because he's such a good player, and I definitely think he's going to do well this week for the Palmer Cup team.
Are you looking forward to hopefully playing in that event someday?
Yeah, that's definitely a goal of mine. You know, playing in the Palmer Cup and Walker Cup, that's definitely a goal in the next couple of years. And I hope to play in it, and I hope to keep getting better. And if I keep getting better, I think I will be able to.
And finally, the NCAA championships at Rich Harvest in 2 years. I'm sure you're looking for a home championship then.
Yeah, that's pretty far away. I know that's exciting. I heard about that, but I'm just focusing on the next one in Oregon. So, but I am looking forward to that for sure.
Have you talked with Brian Campbell, who also qualified for the U.S. Open? You two going to play practice round together, travel together?
We've been talking. I think we're going to try to play at least one practice round and, you know, practice together out there. But maybe play with DA Points and Brian on Tuesday. I think that's our plan. But, we've talked together, and it's pretty cool that we get to go together. And Brian played in that last year, so he's already got the experience of playing in one. So I can even ask him for help, too, so him being my teammate.
When do you plan to go out there, travel and all that?
I leave Sunday morning. So we're going to get plenty of days out there to look at the course, and that's why I really don't even bother to look at the course online or anything. I am excited for it, but it's just, you know, it's just like treating any other event.
And your dad is going to caddy for you?
Yeah.
How did you guys come to that decision and what's going on?
I honestly, I just I felt like it was the right thing to do because my dad's been, he's been with me all throughout my life. Just, he's been by my side and, you know, he's carried me through my whole career. So, I mean, I'm 19 years old. He can caddy for me in this first one, but definitely don't expect him to be on the bag in the future.